Can you help Vic, Molly, with her jam making? What she says by her email, chris@thenakedscientist.com, is, I make jam at home, and the recipes I use are always very specific about the amount of sugar and fruit to be combined with the pectin. While attempting to make jam a few weeks ago, I was short half a cup of fruit, but I went for it anyway. Unfortunately, it never set, and it's more of a peach sauce than a jam. Oh dear, why is that?
Not enough pectin, really. I mean, it depends on what fruit you're using. Different fruits have different amounts of pectin in them, and the whole chemistry of jam making is all about sort of making this pectin that's in the fruit break down and become water soluble, and then that recombines in it. All of those hydrogen bonds that are holding it together recombine in a chemical reaction with the fruit acid and with the sugar, and that makes a lovely network that forms a gel, and that's the kind of jelly-like substance of jam. So you need to get that chemical reaction right to get the pectin amount right, the fruit acid right, and the amount of sugar right, so that you make the right consistency of that network that will hold your gel together, your jam together, so you don't get fruit sauce.
What does the pectin do that enables that to happen?
The pectin's actually sort of the backbone of this structure, so that it holds together. It's a long chain carbohydrate, basically. So it's a polysaccharide. So it's this long kind of interlinked connected chain that's held together by hydrogen bonds. So it gives the fruit its rigidity, and it will give your jam that gel-like sort of semi-rigidity. But you need to break it down so that it's not too stiff. If you have too much pectin, then it will recombine in this really, really kind of quite solid, sticky, thick form. So you have too much pectin. And if you don't have enough of it, or you haven't boiled it for long enough, or you haven't sort of got that balance right to achieve that chemical reaction where you've got this flimsy enough kind of structure within your gel, that's basically a lattice structure that it forms within your gel that will hold your jam together nicely. So you can, but I mean, it sounds like she's using commercial pectin as well, instead of having that extra cheat which you can use, but you do need to get those amounts quite right. And there are other cheats you can use, like you can reboil it up and throw in a bit more fruit acid, so you can kind of cheat the system to just get a little bit more of that chemical reaction going, so you can fix it.